I have the distinct pleasure of sitting here with Dr. Josephine Kulea. She is the 2013 UN Kenya Person of the Year, a 2014 Mandela Washington Fellow, and founder of the Samburu Girls Foundation. Dr. Kulea, thank you so much for sitting with me today.
Thank you.
So first, can you just tell me a little bit about the Samburu Girls Foundation? What kind of work are you doing and what is your mission?
Yeah, so Samburu Girls Foundation is an NGO based in Northern Kenya. And we are basically a child rights organization where we protect the rights of girls from harmful cultural practices. And these are child marriages and we have female genital mutilation. So we rescue all these girls and take them to schools.
So what is it that you do? How do you go about finding these girls and protecting them? What's the process?
So we get reports from the mothers mostly. It's a whole process, like to reach out to this girl, because we have to find out where they are located and get a vehicle to reach them out. And because we have to go before the day of the wedding, because what happens is the girls are cut. They get the female genital mutilation is done on the day of the wedding. So when we rescue them from the marriage, you've rescued them both from the marriage and from the cut. It's even risky for us to go on the day of the wedding. So we always prefer to go before, so that we avoid the back and forth with the families, because they are usually angry and they have all these illegal guns and sometimes they want to shoot at us.
Do you face a lot of violent situations then when you go to get these girls?
Yeah, it starts with the community just not understanding that this is illegal. And because it's our culture, they don't feel like, well, it's illegal. So yeah, I get cursed. They like do the traditional cursing, like believe you will die when you're cursed. Of course, they threaten me. People like threaten me on social media. So it's tough, but we have to do it for the sake of these children.
Do you have to sneak around or anything like that to sort of avoid some of those situations?
Yeah, I really try to like disguise myself, because they like most of them know my name, but they don't know my face.
Do you find that the government in Kenya is helpful, not helpful? What kind of support do you get?
I think the government did a good job by passing the laws, but I think that's not enough, because what is lacking is the implementation of the same laws. So you find there's a big gap, and I've been to a police station reporting a case of a child, and they look at me like they're saying, oh, madam, that is your culture. So what is unique about this kid? And so it takes a lot of patience to just like push them and keep insisting that you want this girl out of trouble.
When you do get these girls, you send them to boarding schools. How do you get funding for the organization? How do you find money to do those sorts of things?
When I began this work, I was rescuing the girls and paying them with my own salaries. Then it became expensive and we had almost like 50 girls. And so we have well-wishers who've been coming through, like maybe sponsoring the girls individually. Very few actually have sponsors, and we would really wish to have more people like supporting a girl to school, which would be the easiest way for us.
Now, you do have a UNR connection. You came here in 2013 as part of the International Visitor Leadership Program. What was your experience coming here, and what have you been able to take with you in your work?
For me, it was amazing, because first of all, it was bringing all these leaders from across the globe together and just coming to America to learn your culture. And also the culture of volunteering is really amazing, because we find so many people volunteer in so many programs here. And I think that's one of the things that I learned and went back with it and used it in my project. And it's really working, because we don't have monies to pay salary for staff. So what we are using the volunteers now, and we are even actually now opening it up for international volunteers. So it's really becoming like a global village. And that is the meaning of global living, global village, just like interact, share, and get to spread the good things, and so that it will help us all live together in peace.
Dr. Kulea, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.